This summer, Lady Gaga has taken a little heat for her steamy single, Alejandro. Don't call my name. Now, some critics say, hang on, that sounds exactly like a dance hit from 16 years ago. Remember, Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base? But don't turn around. The fine line in pop music between homage and stealing. That's today's discussion from our pop-off team, Maura Johnston and Jay Smooth.
When I first heard Alejandro by Lady Gaga, I thought of La Isla Bonita by Madonna. And when the sound was made, the sound
was sent so high, ring through my ears and sting my eyes. And there was Shakira's Whenever, Wherever from a couple of years ago. Definitely you can hear that in there too. Whenever.
You could also go with Fernando by ABBA.
Every time I listen to it, I hear another influence.
I mean, a lot of people hear Alejandro and they think of the Ace of Base song from the 90s. But whenever I heard those Ace of Base songs, I felt like they were a carbon copy of a song from my childhood, The Tide is High by Blondie. But when The Tide is High came out, people who were older than me saw that as a carbon copy of the reggae songs that had preceded that. You know, you can trace that back to John Holt and the Paragons 12 years before.
I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that.
But when the Paragons came out, you know, many people could arguably see that as a Frankie Lymon song with a different beat underneath. All of that early reggae, ska, rocksteady was drawing heavily from American soul doo-wop traditions. And even beyond 20th century pop, you can go back through the history of Western music, some of the very first polyphonic compositions. The organum and the motet were based on taking a pre-existing Gregorian chant and putting a new melody on top of it in a higher register. So that's hundreds and hundreds of years you see that going on.
You know, I mean, this could sound very fresh to people who were born far after Ace of Base's chart moment in the States waned, which is, you know, a fair amount of people who do listen to Lady Gaga. Like, they're younger. They might not know that Don't Turn Around and The Sign were really big over here.
Right. But in that case, what is Lady Gaga's responsibility for letting them know? Is she culpable?
Does she have a responsibility to sort of lay out in the liner notes of all of her records, like, I listened to this, and this is a sort of bibliography, as you might say.
Right. But as far as whether that constitutes stealing, I'm not sure how to feel about that, because I recall thinking that those Ace of Base songs were so derivative themselves. I feel like to accuse Lady Gaga of stealing from Ace of Base is like saying she's stealing money from Bernie Madoff or something. I'm not sure. Does that even count as stealing?
That's Jay Smooth, who blogs at illdoctrine.com, and music writer Maura Johnston. And there's more from the pop-off team at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montagne.